Welcome to week six of Loud and Obnoxious with your winning host, Kip Wilson, and his co-host, loser, Phil Gray. And then, of course, Pierce, as always. Welcome, gentlemen. How are we this evening?
Doing great, Skip.
I'm surprisingly doing pretty damn good because, you know, something that's only happened about five times in my good friend Kip's life happened this weekend. And it's not sex. It's Mississippi State beating the Tigers. And beating our ass soundly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was about as enjoyable as sex. I won't lie to you in that regard. And so I won't try to rub it in your face too bad because we have a long season ahead of us, and I won't jinx us. But I'm going to probably give you a little bit of an earful this evening. I want to welcome our listeners back for another week of just shit-talking college football, NFL. And then this evening, we're going to also touch a little bit on baseball, seeing as we had a couple divisions get clinched over the weekend. And then in the meantime, we may toss in some gambling picks on the way. So we'll see how everything turns out, and we'll recap the weekend. Gentlemen, let's do this. All right, all right, all right. First topic up this evening is we'll start with the baseball. We'll go ahead and get that out of the way. Over the weekend, the Astros and the Indians clinched. So I guess we kind of always kind of preface and make this the early topics. Is there any change in the playoff race, who our favorites are? What do y'all have on this?
Not for
me. Sounds like the ALCS matchup to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Yankees in Boston, I just don't think they've got what it takes. It's going to be Cleveland. It's going to be Houston. Dodgers are going to get it together. Harper's about to come back for Washington. NLCS is set. ALCS is set. Let's fucking play some baseball.
All right. So you're just ruling out the Cubs automatically, instantly? And then you're ruling out the
Yeah, Braves. They don't have the staff, man. I know the Cubs have the experience. They don't have the pitching staff this year.
Yeah, Eric has just not been cutting it. Is he hurt? Did he get hurt recently?
I think he did get injured recently. I'm not sure if he's out, though. Like I told y'all earlier, I've kind of written baseball off since football started.
Same here.
I'm ready for the playoffs, though. Like, wake me up for the playoffs. Baseball playoffs are fantastic. I will watch. They'll get my ratings. But until then, I really don't give a shit.
And I can understand. I'm kind of in the same boat. And so we'll kind of run through that quickly. And we can move to the next almost irrelevant sport of the weekend that's not football. And you might want to talk a little golf. It's the Tour Championship at Eastlake. Winner gets $10 million.
That's a nice payday.
FedEx Cup finisher. So I know that, you know, you've made some money off this in the past. Pierce, who are you taking this weekend? You got anybody?
I would probably, if I was going to bet on this, I would roll with my boy JT. The odds are a lot shittier this week. He's only 10-1. But I like the way he's been playing lately. Guy's figuring it out. But I would not be upset if Ricky won either.
Okay, all right.
Well, I wish I knew the scenarios on to who can win the whole thing by finishing in what place in the tournament.
Yeah, and I agree.
That's a good point.
I understand that the top five guys, if any of them win, they win the $10 million. But, yeah, that does kind of suck how this scenario, like, you don't really know what you have to do. Like, obviously, you have to win and then get some help somewhere along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
The fans need to be informed, too. So, I mean, because, you know, if there's, like, some dramatic shit, a lot more people might be inclined to watch.
But what kind of sucks it, too, though, is that, well, what if some random guy's winning the tournament on Sunday, but the battle's in, like, fourth or fifth place to win the FedEx Cup? Like, what? That's what sucks. That really sucks. Yeah. Like, they could be finished. That battle could be going on, you know, and the other guy, the leaders, are back on, like, you know, hole 10 or some shit.
Brian Harmon could win on Sunday, win the East or win the Tour Championship. But Spieth wins the FedEx because nobody made up enough ground on him. So him finishing at noon on Sunday, he wins $10 million and just has to cheer for Johnny No Name to do it. Like, that does suck.
Yeah, it's just so, like, he's already in the air. He's gone. You know, like, he's on his plane, fucking flying back to Texas or wherever he lives. It's just anticlimactic at that point. But hey, if it comes down to the end and it's all about these guys all tied at the top and whoever wins $10 million, that'll make for great fucking theater. And I'll flip over from the NFL.
And the FedEx Cup is still like a work in progress. It's pretty new, you know, it's only been going on for the last several years. So they'll work out the tweaks.
Yeah, and you know, they've kind of made progress in that regard as well over, like, you were saying it's only been around for like 10 or so years. I know Tigers won it a couple of times, so it's been around for a hot minute. But like they had to make rules because you could win the FedEx Cup and not even have to like compete on the final round because you were so far ahead. So they made that whole like scoring adjustment to where if any of the top five win the tour championship, they win the FedEx Cup. So they've kind of tried to bring the reins in on that. But yeah, it's kind of a shoddy system that they need to continue to work on. But such is life. Let's go on. What do y'all think?
Let's go. Full speed ahead, Skip.
All right. Well, let's start with some college football. Should we start with you? Let's just go ahead and get this over with for you, Phil. Start with the best game of the weekend. Phil's Tigers came to town to play my Mississippi State Dogs. And it just didn't work out well for you, Phil. What happened, Phil?
Didn't work out well as being very kind. It's more like
Nick Fitzgerald just fucked you royally in the ass. It was fantastic to watch. He ran all over you. He threw fairly well all over you. And you're supposed to have this like elite defense, and y'all were just nowhere to be found. You've got to be stoked about that.
I've got nothing, dude. I mean, it was just bad news all around.
How about Coach O, man? He looks good.
Oh, he's in great shape.
He's in mid-season form, isn't he?
Pounding the weights.
At least he looks
good. I will tell you this. We loved him when he was in Oxford as well. So having him in LSU now, like you spoke of earlier, we don't beat you very often. I think Dak got our first win in Death Valley for the first time since like 90-fucking-1. So I'm pretty stoked at where the progress is going and how we're trying to close that gap. And with you having Coach O as your head coach, it closes the gap even quicker. So I'm fucking stoked that he's there. And, with the buyout clause being 10-plus million, I think someone said it was $12
million.
It sounds like he's going to probably at least get this whole season. And then until we play you next year when we beat you in Death Valley, I mean – damn, you're stuck with this, brother.
Well, I mean, I think he deserves a little while.
Does he? Does he?
Granted, Les Miles, did bring in good recruits, but, now he can maybe bring in his own guys. And, at this point, Etling, you fucking suck. So let's give Brennan a chance. He's a freshman. Give him a year to learn the system, and then maybe we can be worth a damn next year.
Because this Etling guy, motherfucker couldn't play at Purdue.
You can't even blame him for all that. You had drops on the field, your receivers looked like garbage, and we just blew up guys, or Juice, or whatever you want to call him. Y'all had nothing. Our defense looks like your boy. I mean, we just rocked every facet of that game. Even our special teams was not special that week. I mean, it was fantastic. Like, all the stars aligned, and we just, like, wore your ass out. But I was kind of surprised that y'all couldn't even get the running game going. I mean, that's supposed to be your bread and butter. It doesn't matter. Is this a Matt Canada problem as well? Is it just everyone is inept in the whole team?
Geis was averaging, like, 6-7 yards a carry. We just – the play calling was poor. We had terrible rhythm, and it just – yeah, it's a disaster.
All right. Well, so I'll let everyone know, the listeners. I got a couple of messages asking about what are you going to make Phil do? What's the bet? And so we actually agreed upon a care package from our home states. Had LSU won, I'd have mailed him a care package from Colorado. And that didn't have to happen. So in return, Phil is going to mail me a list of a couple things. Phil, I hope you got your pad out or maybe like Stat Boy to write down these notes. Let's
write
talk. I'm going to leave a couple of them up to the listeners as well. So when y'all listen, please text me or tweet us some ideas of things Phil should put in my care package. He's going to mail it at the end of the week. But what I've got thus far is I need a pack of vac-sealed crawfish tails. The Boudreaux's out here from Walmart, they just don't do it for me, so I'm going to need some nice local ones. I'd like a whole muffaletta sandwich, and I mean the whole motherfucking
muffaletta,
whatever. I want the whole fucking thing, and then I want you to vaccinate.
I'll go to Central Grocery for you, man. I'll go to Central Grocery.
You're a good boy. I appreciate it. You appreciate it. So then I want you to go to Bevy and possibly get some crabs that have already been steamed. Vac-seal those. Keep all that flavor in there. That's the only way this package is going to get here properly. And then, since we have a couple bucks to spare, I was thinking you probably know better than I. You're a local. Maybe get a nice seafood dip of some sort. Something I can put a good wheat thin in, or maybe a cracker of some sort, a Captain Wafer. Something like that, And then, of course, whatever the listeners decide that we should add to this. I don't know if we can get some purple drink, mixture mailed to us as well from Lafitte's. Shout out to the Black Shop. But god damn, it feels great to be reeling off this list. Woo, Phil!
Congratulations, congratulations.
Yeah, if this was, it'd be a lot more fun if you weren't such a realist. But it's okay. I am congratulating you on that pick. You did take Mississippi State plus +7, so at least you're a smart man. You hedged your heart with your brain, and at least you won that pick. So,
all right.
I think I'm about done. If I come up with anything else I want in my care package, just remember you're a bitch. Your season's probably done, and we're going on the hunt. We're going to go down to Georgia this weekend, and so
going back to name calling again. Like I'm a bitch.
Okay, sorry, Etling and O. Etling and O. I'm sorry about that.
Fucking prick.
But I'll get off the topic for a second. Let's talk about another game that happened this weekend. We can talk about anything. I just keep thinking about Mississippi State, but we can talk about Auburn. Let's talk about Pierce's SEC squad of the year.
I'm so over them already.
They had an interesting weekend, yeah. Didn't they? After a shitty victory versus Mercer, they had some turmoil off the field. But let's, Pierce, go ahead. Tell me about your boys.
They're a fucking disaster. They're a dumpster fire right now, Skip. The offense is bad. They got players leaving. Nobody wants to be there. The Gus bus is wrecked into the goddamn side of the mountain. It's looking grim in Auburn, Alabama.
Don't forget about the quarterbacks drinking.
Oh, yeah. Sean White gets kicked off for, I guess, getting drunk, which is a thing now. So there's no backup. Stenham's not great. So, yeah, I pulled back pretty heavy on that after the Clemson game. And, you know, fuck Auburn. Alabama's got this thing locked down. I don't know why we've tried to fool ourselves.
Hey, don't rule out my fucking dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Contenders, baby.
Possibly. Yeah, y'all got like a 15% chance now, which is second best in the conference to win the SEC. So, congratulations.
I might just turn into a state fan for this year just for the sake.
Oh, my
just
God.
For the sake of
Pierce, we got that on record, right? That is recorded.
Yeah.
Everyone heard that. I'm not a state fan, but like, you know.
No, we heard it, Phil. It's cool.
No, we heard it.
You know.
I'm going to turn into a state fan this year. Phil Gray. Yeah, he said it.
He's fair weathered, and he's a Yankees fan, for God's sake.
Do you give in that easy?
If it's between Alabama fucking Bama or Mississippi State, yeah, I think I'm going to go with State.
Do you just give in that easy, though? Like, oh, well, they just destroyed me, so now I'm just going to cheer for them the rest of the year.
It's like you had to fall in line with the Targaryen army.
I should have said a State fan.
Yeah, it's like,
A
supporter.
I want them to win the West over fucking Bama.
Okay, all right. That's cool. But yeah, as far as Auburn goes, fuck Auburn. I'm all about Clemson these days. Did y'all see what they did to Louisville? They are just impressive, the Clemson Tigers.
I mean, they are good. That defense is stout.
Fuck, I told you they're better than last year. They really are. It's fucking insane, man. Dabo Sweeney should win an Oscar or whatever you win for like being a badass coach. Like, I think
you win a national championship. You win national.
Yeah, well, that guy deserves it, man. Yeah. I just don't see where they're tripping up. They have Virginia Tech left. They're ranked number 13, but the only other ranked team on their schedule is Florida State. And by the time they play, Florida State will not be ranked. They play like, I don't know.
Well, he praises Jesus and talks about his religion so
goddamn
much.
That's maybe why.
Maybe find some few freeze in him.
Maybe that's why I'm enamored.
Check his spoon record.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
This guy's won a national championship. Let's not just lump him in with that whoremonger.
I'm just talking about how he sticks his religion in your face.
Yeah, well, it's okay. We don't have to just like rip on all Christians. We can leave those guys on the wayside.
Yeah, like.
But yeah, I do think Clemson is pretty strong. I think they're a clear cut winner now at this point with Francois out and Florida State kind of being revealed to be not as quality of a squad. They win the ACC, but then they just got to get primed to play as either a one or a two seed.
Oh, they'll be the one by then. I mean, I think they should be number one right now. I know it doesn't matter, but they're the defending national.
Well, it matters when you look at who the top four are going to be. Someone's got to play USC, and someone will have to play Oklahoma if it shook out like that. But, I mean, Mississippi State's not out of it.
Hey, you're leaving out Penn State, too. Did you see my boy James Franklin? That dude's got zero fucking chill in him, man. He doesn't give a fuck.
He does.
Perfect guy for Penn State, a fucking asshole.
Yeah. They were up 56-0, y'all, against Georgia State. 11 seconds on the clock. They got their fourth string defense on the field. He calls a timeout to ice that kicker. And it works. It worked.
You got to practice those in-game situations for late in the season, you know, calling the timeout at the right time.
That's some bullshit tried to get.
Les Miles could have done some in-game early season coaching situation practice.
No. At the end of the game, you just fucking stand there. You let them snap the ball. It's over. You're kicking the shit out of them. I know you are, but what a fucking... And he tried to act like he wasn't doing anything wrong after the game. He's like, well, they don't know how to block a field goal. Why are you trying to block it, you fucker? You're up 56-0.
I mean, I agree. He's a prick. But, I mean, pricks are a very prominent thing around the Penn State campus.
Oh, so. They're good. Yeah, they're good, though. They're going to make the playoffs. I'm not really sold on USC anymore. Well, I was, and I said Mike Leach was going to take them down, and I still think that's going to happen. But I don't know. Maybe Wazzu wins that conference somehow.
And don't rule out Oklahoma State. I accidentally said Oklahoma and USC they were automatically in.
Yeah.
I forgot about my Cowboys.
Exactly.
Mike Gundy and company, Mason Rudolph.
Remember all that shit we talked about, JT Barrett? That dude deserves that.
Remember what?
JT Barrett, how much shit we were talking about him? He's fucking terrible.
Uh-huh. He's terrible. He's absolutely terrible. But, yeah, Oklahoma State, man, they always start off this great, and then they kind of peter out. They lose to somebody they shouldn't lose to. They're really bad in bowl games. I mean, we destroyed them in the Sugar Bowl. Y'all remember that when we went to a Sugar Bowl? Not going to happen again. Not going to happen for a long fucking time, but it was great.
Well, let's talk about your boys while we're at it. What happened? I mean, I know it was a late game, and some of the listeners back home, probably the Rebel ones stayed up, but not some of us may have just been reveling in our own victories. What happened in that game?
So we were up 14-7 pretty quick in the game. I don't really remember.
We were all loving that over last week.
That's
how we lost so much goddamn money.
In the first 5 minutes, there were 17 points, and I'm pretty sure it went to halftime at 23. But, man, we lost AJ on the first drive of the game. AJ Brown's he's our best receiver. He's the only person Shea looks for. Then we lost our center, Sean Rawlings, in the second quarter. O-line just fell apart. They were fucking worthless. And that was pretty much the beginning of the end for us. And, you know, I was pretty confident we could win 6 games. That was kind of my best case scenario for us. But it's not possible now. Every scenario I had us beating Cal. Somehow beating Cal. And we didn't do it. We got to go to Bama. We got to go to Auburn. We play Vandy at home. We play LSU at home. We play Arkansas at home. I think all those are losses. Then we play at Kentucky. I think that's a loss. So we could lose 7 in a row right now very easily.
I've never heard such a unconfident Pierce.
Did you see us play on Saturday night? Did you see us? We made Cal look great. Like, their offensive ineptness made our defense look really good, and we all know that's bullshit. But, hey, we got a bye week. We can win the bye week. We got to go to Bama. And, you know, Nick Saban doesn't really like to blow people out, but the Gumps want us bad. Bad. It's going to be like the Ole Miss Georgia game last year. It's going to be 45-0 before they can call the dogs off. It's just going to be so early in the game and so big of an ass kicking so quick. They're going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. We can't put the backups in at the beginning of the third quarter. So, it's going to get bad, boys. It's going to get way, way worse before it gets any better, too.
Man, that does sound like a defeated Pearson. I'm not going to lie. I agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fucking truth.
You're not going to hear any argument from me. Yeah, you hear the crickets in my cabin.
It's just the truth, man, and it sucks. But, I'm really thinking 2-10 or 3-9 is an extreme possibility for us. ULL is the only win I see left. Guaranteed win, and they could beat us. Who knows? Who knows by that point? You know, the wheels could be completely off, and, you know, goddamn fucking shit, man. Was it basketball season yet? I hear we're going to be pretty good at basketball.
That's fantastic. That's just fantastic. I got the biggest smile on my face right now. You can't even fathom.
Oh, God.
I've never heard such defeated opponents. This is hilarious. You did touch about, you spoke about how Ole Miss beat the brakes off Georgia last year. Let's talk about what the Dawgs are going to do with Georgia this weekend. We're on the road getting six, maybe five and a half by this point. The line's moving so fast. And people are starting to talk about Dan Mullen as an opportunity to be every other head coaching job in the country. I mean, it's that time of year, boys. What's going to happen between the hedges?
Well, I think
I honestly don't know enough about Georgia to really have an opinion on this. I mean, Georgia obviously has the pedigree, but y'all have the momentum right now. And who knows? Y'all could go between the hedges and definitely pull this off.
All right.
It just kind of surprises me that it's such a big line. I kind of thought it would be, even though it's on the road, I thought it would be 4 or 3, something a little bit lower than that. I feel like y'all are getting no respect.
You know, I love that you said that, Pearson. To preface kind of with what Phil had said was, like, we don't know that much about Georgia this year. They snuck one out in South Bend and beat what I like to think is a lackluster tier 3 team, Notre Dame.
I read nothing into that at all.
Yeah, and then they beat Samford this weekend, but what they are, they're operating with a true freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
And then they got the backfield that is always, you know, lethal as shit, Nick Chubb, and I can't even remember who the new kid is. So, I mean, they've got the weapons to easily win that game if Mississippi State doesn't show up as hyped as they did last weekend. But like you said,
that's the tricky part.
It's that momentum.
Yeah.
These guys are like pissed off. Let's fucking go. So, I mean, I'm going with my dogs this weekend. Just throwing that out there.
You got first,
you know, we're not even done recapping last week, but I'm just going to go ahead and we'll cover that basis as well. Let's go Mississippi State dogs. Hail State.
See, I'm a State fan. State.
Yeah, Phil's on board. 100%,
Phil,
dude. Get him a shirt.
I forgot about that.
Get him a shirt.
Get him a shirt.
Sign him up.
You know what, Phil? Take $10 out of that that care package and buy yourself a Mississippi State shirt at a gas station in Slidell. They have them right over there across the bridge.
Gotta go across the bridge, but you can get one over there, I promise.
Yeah, yeah, and probably some NOLA East shirts too. What's it called? But so that kind of touched on that, but let's get back to one of our favorite topics every week is hating on Butch Jones and the Tennessee Volunteers.
Fuck Butch Jones. God, he really biffed this one, boys. Did y'all see this shit or what?
Oh, that was a great, great way to end that game. I love it how they always seem to get the shit into the stick in that series.
Yeah, it's amazing, dude. Like, I don't know what they said in the timeout, but they came back. They weren't even in a prevent. They were in, like, a fucking normal defense, like a cover two. They had nobody. You normally see, like, dudes back on the goal line and everybody 20 yards off the line of scrimmage, but they were just in a fucking regular defense like it was, you know, middle of the third quarter. How does that happen?
You've got one job. You've got one job to not let them get behind you.
Behind you. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. It's inexcusable as a defense. Like, that starts with fucking Butch. That has to be Butch's fault.
I mean.
Right?
Oh, it was a beautiful sight. It was quite amusing.
Oh, it really was, because man, they thought if that game would have gone to overtime, I really think Tennessee would have won, but we'll never know. But if you're a Tennessee fan, you gotta be livid. Like, absolutely livid at Butch Jones. This guy's a fucking disaster.
I mean, so let's talk about what's next for Tennessee. Like, we all thought Kevin Sumlin was going to be gone first. It was a fluke loss.
let's don't rule that out yet.
He
let's
very well be gone.
They're neck and neck, though, baby.
Yeah. So, like, who's next for Tennessee? They're going to get someone else?
I don't even know who would really.
I think they bring Philip Fulmer.
I mean,
back.
I don't even know if that's really an attractive job anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not.
I love it. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. As long as
they mull into Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. We can pay them we can match a $5 million contract offer. And to say that he would move just because Knoxville's a better town than Starkville, which I'm not debating, is just silly. Good. I mean,
they've got a much better history than y'all.
So he's about to have a street named after him with like 9 more wins. He'll be the all-time winningest coach in Starkville. I mean, the guy can go 5-7 and get a $500,000 raise. That's a pretty impressive feat. So let's not throw out the difference of, you know, does he have a relationship with Tennessee? Does any of, you know, like his family's here now?
I was just merely throwing that out just to be an asshole.
Well, yeah, he's just been Dan will be linked to every head coach hot seat for the rest of the season because we have big swinging dicks. We're knocking everybody around with it.
If y'all beat Alabama, Dan Mullen will be gone.
If we beat Alabama, then we're going to the fucking playoff, and we'll talk about national championships. He's going to say, why would I leave if I just built this castle right here, and the land is all
possibly.
Mine?
Possibly. You still got to get through everybody
else.
He'll go pro.
He'll go pro. He'll be the next Redskins coach.
Oh, God, no.
If y'all beat Bama and go undefeated through the SEC, I'm going to officially become an Ole Miss fan for the Egg Bowl so they can fuck your season up.
Oh, dude, there's not a chance in that happening, bud. I'm sorry to tell you. We could be, like, completely demoralized by that point in the season if we get a second year of a bowl ban. Because that's going to come down about that UNL game.
And if Phil wants to retract and get back into this, Phil's like a fucking anchor. The guy's just sinking every ship he ties himself on to.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, look at all
like,
his fucking programs.
Suck.
You can't get
anything. We're the goddamn... We're the fucking Titanic right now, okay? We're at the bottom of the goddamn ocean. People have died. They've lost their jobs. They've lost everything. And, yeah, we got no room for you on this fucking sinking ship, buddy, okay? I'm sorry. Like,
well, that was all on the pretense that State goes undefeated through the SEC.
See, isn't that great? He's like, okay, I'm going to be a State fan for the rest of the year, but if they're undefeated, fuck that shit. I'm going for Ole Miss. Like,
Phil's the worst. This is the same guy that cheers for the Yankees, like, every odd number of years or whatever it may be. He was a huge fan of 2000.
I'm actually watching the game right now.
Late 90s were great. Late 90s were a blur. We just won everything. But then it got rough.
He's a huge Pittsburgh Penguins fan as well. I don't know if you know this. Hockey season's starting up. Wait for Phil to pull his sweater out.
Sidney Crosby, baby.
Avs fan.
Hey, okay. I ain't behind that. But that's our segment, Picking on Phil again. But I'm sure he'll bring it back up shortly and we'll get back into him. So Butch Jones is going to be out. Florida still doesn't look very good. Hey, I did tell y'all last week on this episode that there would be a pick six from Florida because their offense sucks.
Yeah, so they've scored now 3 defensive touchdowns and 2 offensive touchdowns on the year. They're really a Hail Mary. They're really winning down in Gainesville offensively.
Speaking of winning in Gainesville, those guys, they got felony charges for use of legal funds for whatever they did.
Yeah.
So they're uber fucked. All those kids probably won't see the field this year rather than just like waiting on the suspension to end. It looks like it's going to be indefinite.
Yeah, they're a bunch of idiots down there in Florida, Skip. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, what, like Gainesville, you're in Florida, but you're not near the beach. Such a waste of a fucking city.
I've never been.
I've just driven through it. But yeah, it's just in the middle of the state. Nothing's really going on. You're like a couple hours from Orlando, and Orlando's not really great. I mean, if you're into fucking Mickey Mouse and shit, it's your kind of place, but
Disney World is one of the most magical places on earth. But,
that's where you go when you win the Super Bowl.
Well, let's talk about some other games. And yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I
took you a second to get that one, Skip.
We'll
I
see
love
pictures
it,
of Dak there later, but it's okay. let's talk about some games this weekend. We'll get away from last week and get into this weekend.
Good week, though.
I mean, Bama playing Vandy, Florida's playing Kentucky, and then you got Oklahoma State, TCU as well, are the big ones that jumped out at me. Bama's only 18 points favored. And I mean, this could be history just kind of making me think, well, Vandy can't be 18 points that good to Bama, or that close to Bama, excuse me. Is anybody jumping on that? Is Bama, like, is that an easy lock of the week?
I mean, it looks like it, but it's probably a trap.
That's a trap of the week right there, Skip. That's a trap of the week. Yeah, Vandy's D's looked really good. Derek Mason, that's his name? Yeah. That guy, like, put a plan on for Shea last year. I know it's not that impressive because it was Shea's only second start, but, like, he shut him the fuck down. I don't think he can do that to Hurts because Bama's just so powerful. But, yeah, I think Bama's going to win that one going away. Fourth quarter, 24 points probably.
All right.
So they're good. They're good, man.
I mean, Phil, tell us about your Roll Tide. Tell us about your Alabama Crimson.
What?
Yeah.
I just figured you were a fan of them by now. I just wasn't sure.
Figured you're hopping on board for this week against Vandy because, like, he got something against nerds.
When you get violated by someone for 7 years in a row, you don't jump on ship.
Man, Saban's kind of made y'all his bitch.
Yeah. Who knows?
But, I guess it could be Stockholm syndrome or whatever. That way, you know, if they like maybe like let us almost be in a game, yeah, maybe I'll kind of start to like them.
They tease you. They do a little cock tease to you, Phil. They just like just, just get you all excited and then leave you hanging. Well,
like, oh, that was so nice of y'all.
Yeah, it is nice. Well, you know, we did touch on Oklahoma State losing a game every year to seemingly like someone they should beat. Is it possible that them hosting TCU this weekend can be that game, or is it a little bit early for them to blow up their season?
I think it's a possibility. They've been on the road 2 weeks in a row, Okie State, coming home.
Gary Patterson's club doesn't look too terribly bad either. They always put up points.
No. But how good does
it look? He usually has a solid defense.
He does. He does. And, I haven't really looked at their schedule. I know they got Oklahoma left and a lot of the Big 12. But, yeah, this could be a game to worry about if you're the Cowboys, an old mullet man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess – they do have a high-octane offense, so, you know, that defense you spoke about, Phil, I guess it's going to be one of those – is it going to be a Big 12 shootout where it's like 55-45, or is it going to be like something where turnovers riddle the game? And that's kind of – you know, Oklahoma State seems to be one or the other in seasons past, but we'll see if Mason Rudolph can keep it going and keep Kip's pick alive. The other game I jotted down was – Kentucky, Florida. Kentucky's relevant. They're 3-0. I guess they're relevant.
Yes, they're 3-0. Sir.
I mean,
they got a chance.
Florida looks meh every single week. Is there a chance that Stoops beats McElwain? And the game's sold out too. It's already
Kentucky.
Sold out. Yeah, it's already sold out. So it's gonna be a hyped atmosphere.
What are they not ever sell out games there?
I don't think they do it very often.
They probably said like Coach Calipari was gonna be there signing autographs. So people are going to show up this week. Yeah, they don't give a shit really about what's going on, but they're going to go and act like they care. And if they win, they're going to be dicks about it. Kentucky fans kind of suck. I don't know if y'all have had too many experiences with them, but
the basketball fans are mega pricks.
Yeah, that's really who I'm talking about is the basketball fans. They're pretty. Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of Kentucky, you're probably overweight and unhealthy.
That's coming from an Ole Miss fan. I'm just saying all of our programs, none of us are like the healthy folk options. It's not like we're all USC fans or anything along those lines.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's a good point. Well, yeah, we don't have a lot of vegans, Skip. I'll give you that.
Well, I think that kind of wraps up college football for the week.
What about the Purdue Boilermakers?
Let's talk about
Purdue. They got Michigan at home. I think they got a shot. 10
Purdue has been impressive in every game they played this year.
This Jeff Brohm guy, that's why I want to talk about Purdue. He's moving up our hot list of coaches we want to hire away from some shitty program.
Is he the Brohm that was like the quarterback for Louisville years ago?
Yeah.
He was Brian Brohm,
wasn't it?
Yeah. I think he recruited the other Brohm to Louisville. He was at Louisville for sure. He came from Petrino's coaching tree.
Talk about assholes, Petrino.
Yeah, that guy fucking sucks. I'm not saying I want this guy. I'm just saying he's on our list. Brohm, Purdue, closer than the experts think. They definitely cover. They could win. Who knows? Could get a turnover. I like the Boilermakers. They're Phil's boys.
Yeah, I feel like Phil, you're allowed to disband. You've already sunk the FAU boat as well, so you can now officially, if you want to, jump from the state wagon onto the Purdue wagon if you would like.
I'm just gonna jump onto whatever wagon I fucking feel like.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Like, who's got room? Phil's coming on. Make some space for Phil.
I love to know that LSU fans are already jumping off their boat after just one measly loss. I love it. I love it.
Well, I mean, what did you expect to happen? Did y'all really expect Danny Etling and Coach O to be the magical formula that wins 9 games?
We don't have to go back into it. We've already – that segment's passed, Pierce.
All right. Well, hey, Texas Tech Houston this week, that's going to be one of those scoreboard games where it just goes fucking crazy. Cliff Kingsbury's going to throw it all around the yard.
You liking the over? What's the over sitting at on that, Pierce?
I think it's like 71.
Ooh, you know I love a good 70 over. We hit those 0% of the time here on Loud and Obnoxious for those counting
I only like 70-point overs. That's all I like.
We are horrible gamblers, but I love them so bad.
Hammer those 70-point overs and just hope for the best. Because you don't want to be the fool that doesn't take a 70-point over and then it hits and they score like 90 points. Like, well, fuck. That was free money. I knew it was free money. Why didn't I bet it?
Yep. So, you know. And then you look like an asshole when you everybody bets Ole Miss over 72 against Cal and we're all going home with a 30-point total or whatever. I woke up and I was like, God damn it.
Who saw that coming? Like,
didn't we just touch on not rehashing former segments?
Oh.
We're just talking about sports gambling, Phil. We're being firm.
Chronological order and shit. How cool is this? Like, let's don't talk about LSU.
Sorry, I don't want to talk about sucking.
It's new for you.
We just beat the shit out of y'all. That was great.
Skip's already booked a room in Atlanta. He's been checking out Mercedes-Benz Stadium online. He's happy that it's going to be a Saturday. He's going to get some Chick-fil-A, maybe a spicy chicken, a bunch of nuggets. Who knows? We'll see. Skip's
gone. We got a long way to go. I'm not going to count on chickens before they hatch, but I do like taking Phil's beating Phil's team. I do enjoy that thoroughly. So I won't complain. I know it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think that kind of now we're done with college. We talked about some games we're going to be interested in. Let's kind of make our way to recap last week's NFL and see. Let's start with Phil. Phil, how'd your team do this weekend?
Woo! God, it's Saints defense is awesome. And the offense can't do shit either. We're just another dumpster fire.
Hey, I got an idea how y'all could improve that defense. I got a legitimate
Start
idea.
Start every one of the backups? I mean, because it can't get any worse, you know?
I was going to say, maybe y'all should start, like, offering money for them to make good plays. Like, if they do something good, like, they hurt somebody, they get money.
Dude.
What do you call that?
A
bounty system.
Idea.
Something like that. Yeah, why don't they do that? If I ran an NFL team, we would do that.
It's
like,
illegal,
no doubt about it.
Though, and your coach can get suspended and fined a bunch of money and lose draft picks and, you know, get screwed over for years to come. I think so.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate, because if that wasn't a rule, I would totally do that.
But you know what? At this point, fuck it. I mean, I'll sacrifice another couple seasons to be good again.
That's the thing. What does it matter? You won a fucking Super Bowl. They can't take that away from you.
Right.
They can take... Oh, no, they can't. They can just take things from Reggie Bush. They can't take things from the organization.
This is the NFL, baby. This is the NFL. This is big boy football.
This is big boy football.
Yeah, y'all like that?
You can cheat and only get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Well, Phil, I have to join you in that misery. The Cowboys did not make a nice showing this weekend. The only Mississippi State dog that didn't have a good weekend was Dak Prescott. It didn't bode well for the dogs hanging out in the backyard of Denver. I'm glad I did not pay $300 to go watch that. It was just awkward. The rape, they didn't even use any spit or lube or anything. It was just dry and it hurt a lot.
Man, but you know who did win? The only team in the NFC East to win this week. You know who that was? Guess.
Skins.
Y'all should guess. Oh, yeah.
Those racist natives?
Kirk came to play in the third quarter. He's, you know, better late than never, I guess. But he's adjusting to West Coast time. He's going to be out there year-round starting next year.
Yeah.
So he got a little taste of the environment. He played well out there. I don't really see much change in this season. I might have written him off a little bit early, but 7-9, still going to happen, probably.
Well, the East doesn't look like as great of a division as we thought it was going to be.
So, I mean, 7-9, 8-8 could be right where we need to be.
Yeah, Giants,
Super
Bowl talk. They can't even score a fucking touchdown.
God, Evan Engram scored one. Did you see that? What they did? Like, Eli finally scored a touchdown. Eli throws it to Evan Engram. First play of the next drive, he's like, fuck it, I'm going back to my boy. Intercepted. Like dude, you can't, you got to look at other people, Eli. Eli finds a favorite target, and he just sticks with them these days. He's done. I said it last week. He's done.
Done.
Put him in a body bag. Put him in a body bag. He's done. Get him out of here.
He had a lot of offensive line issues. They can't run the friggin' ball.
The O-line's terrible. They can't run the ball. He's throwing it behind, like that interception I'm talking about to Engram. He threw it fucking 10 feet behind him. Evan's reaching back with one hand. It gets tipped and intercepted. He throws every pass either behind him or over their head. I saw him skip a couple, too. Like, if you're skipping them, it's time to move on, bud. He did his thing, man. He's got... If you'd have told me Eli Manning was going to win two Super Bowl MVPs, I'd have said you were fucking crazy because he's a dumbass. But
well,
he
Eli is probably an all-time great quarterback, but you got to say he's probably the worst two-time winning Super Bowl quarterback of all time.
Has to be. Absolutely has to be. I don't know. I mean, maybe
I would gladly take that title, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'd gladly take that title.
Most people would.
As would Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer. Hey, there's a lot of guys.
There's a chance.
Dan Marino would take just one.
There's a chance that Joe Flacco could get there. Flacco could win one more. I think he's pretty stupid. He doesn't look as dumb as Eli, but he hasn't really done anything that's ever wowed me. He's kind of like that.
Hey, they're 2-0. They're 2-0. Oh, yeah. Let's not. So they're
because their defense is like absurd, per usual.
Yeah, I'm not talking this year. I'm just talking overall, big picture type of thing. Jay Flacco seems pretty dull.
Yeah.
Like talking to a piece of wood or something, like a tree in the woods, sequoia, redwood. I don't know.
Oh man, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, there's some other teams that I want to touch on as well. I was curious about the Falcons, the Dirty Birds. I think somebody had them picked to win the division.
Yeah.
They look stout. They beat the shit out of the Packers. And I know those guys, they lost Jordy this weekend to something, and half the offensive line didn't start. But, Jesus, the Falcons, back-to-back games against the Packers have beaten the fire
Falcons
out of them.
They look good.
They look fast on that turf.
They look fast on that turf.
It just added to the misery of my weekend.
Phil. Fucking pity party for this week. What else you want to complain about? What do you got? The Pelicans still suck?
Tulane fucking lost?
Hey, they were in that game for a minute, though.
Hey, they were up 7-0.
Yeah, they scared Oklahoma for a minute.
Tulane. Yeah, shout out to Mark. I think he called me and was like, let me take Oklahoma, 3-0. And so I was like, you're an idiot. It's 14-14. You're hitting my book hard. They came through in the end. So Mark was like, you're the fucking idiot. So shout out to him for hitting that bet. So what's it called? But, yeah, rough weekend for Phil. All of his opponents or all of his, I guess, rivals won. He did not. Tampa Bay looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, Jameis came to play. They looked really good. The Bears just were awful. I don't really know how else to say it.
When do you put in Trubisky? If Mike Glennon continues to suck balls, when do you start bringing in Trubisky?
I'd have put him in the fourth quarter when they hadn't scored a fucking point all game.
I mean,
I'd have done it already.
It sucks to pay some dude $15 million to sit the bench, but, I mean, when your season's already a lost cause and you've got this, you know, supposed stud rookie, yes, start him now.
But they made that decision themselves. They signed fucking Mike. Or didn't they sign Glennon first and then draft Trubisky?
Yeah, they signed Glennon.
So they did this to themselves. Like, you didn't have to trade up and get Mitch Trubisky. You obviously thought you made a mistake and Mike Glennon's not your guy. Like, how disrespectful is that to Mike Glennon? You know, like, if I was him, I'd be like, fuck y'all, I want out of here.
Remember we were talking about being a backup quarterback getting paid to do nothing? Well, he would be the highest paid backup quarterback.
Yeah, except he's having to play right now. That's bullshit. I'd want to be the back. I'd be like, well, fucking play this
guy.
Maybe
he can just suck a little more, and he'll get benched. Get paid $15 million.
I mean, yeah, it's coming.
They have no receivers. They have no receivers, and their running back, Jordan Howard, left in a sling. So now they're on to, like, they have literally, like, no fantasy worth. So I couldn't even tell you anybody besides, like, Kendall Wright is there, and he drops every fucking ball. So, like, I couldn't tell you one player on that offense besides the quarterback. And Kyle Long.
Yeah, this has got to be one of the worst Bears team in a long time. I mean,
I couldn't
name
something.
Five dudes on that team.
I honestly could not.
No.
I do like that game, though. Like, five guys on the team. Like, I love that game. Should we try it? No.
Phil, could you do it for all the new teams that you're a fan of?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
You could probably do it for Mississippi State because they're all in the newspapers. You can read all the stats.
I know one player.
Well,
you
watch
the
game, too.
I bet you do. I bet he haunted your dreams the last couple nights, too.
I heard Jeffrey Simmons was a beast in that game, too.
Yeah.
I heard people singling out Jeffrey.
Well, at least it's for positive things this time. So I'll take
I know. That's why I'm giving him a shout-out, man. I'm trying to be supportive.
Well, that's nice of y'all. I love this. Y'all y'all like beating dogs over here. Your tail's between your legs. Not nearly as fun.
Yeah, look, man. I really feel like our rivalry's gotten out of hand.
It seems like it may have, but I can't get enough of it. So
it needs to be toned down a little bit.
So I was looking at lines for this weekend, and I noticed that the Steelers were only 7-point favorites against the Bears, albeit in Chicago, and the Falcons struggled there in week one. I'm going to jump on the Steelers real quick while we're harping on the Bears and kind of get away from picking on y'all's teams, and tell everyone to take the Steelers, -7.
Steelers, man, I feel like that's a trap, Skip.
You said that about two of my picks today. I had Michigan -10, too, but we won't talk about that.
That bodes well for me.
Yeah, well, just my thing is, I feel like in the NFL, whenever you see a line that, like, shouldn't be how it is, that team always loses. Like, the same with the Falcons week one, same with the Bears here, Falcons, whoever the fuck they're playing this week. And, like, a game like that this week that I thought was like that ended up not being so. So maybe my theory's kind of fucked. But I don't like it. I'm just saying I wouldn't bet it personally.
I think your Skins get the Falcons this week, which will be pretty fun to watch.
Oh, that's going to be glorious. I hope.
I think it may be Sunday night, too.
Oh, no, it is. We play the Raiders, actually. Oh, okay. It's the Raiders. Sunday night football against the Raiders. I knew that didn't sound right. I was like, the Falcons? I didn't think they were on the schedule this year.
I knew you had a high-octane offense you were playing against.
We got the Raiders traveling east. You know, I think they won some games on the East Coast last year. But before that, they hadn't won on the East Coast in years. It was some insane streak they were on. But I think they took care of that last year. They will roll through Washington. No big deal.
Yeah, I think Oakland does the same. I think I don't know what the line is. I hadn't looked at it that intently.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I like Oakland as well. Oakland's actually given 3. And since it's played at night, I don't think the whole playing early in the morning as if it was an 11 a.m. game at FedEx Field would be as big of a deal. So I think Derek.
Yeah, and they're probably there today. They probably left today.
I know. They'll fly over Saturday.
They'll adjust to that shit.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get there early, and you're going to adjust to the coast, man. I bet they at least leave by Thursday. It's okay. It's okay. Not a big deal.
Okay, yeah. So, but let's look at a couple.
Let's argue about travel arrangements. I'm calling.
Yeah.
So I'm calling the Raiders right now.
I'm also
when are you leaving?
I'm taking the Pats -13 versus Houston. I think Houston, despite Deshaun Watson looking great last week or whatever, against the Bengals and the extended time.
Oh, that was the game.
Yeah.
That was the one I was trying to think about, that Bengals game the other night. Houston looked like shit in week one, starting a rookie quarterback. The line was like 5 for the Bengals. Lock of the year, am I right? Wrong. On the road, Deshaun Watson gets it done. So, look, man, I'm telling you, don't count out Mike Glennon at home.
I think I'm about done with Thursday Night Football. I cannot watch that shit. I mean, it is trash fucking football.
It's terrible. I'm going to say something that y'all might find controversial, but I think the NFL as a whole is a shitty product this year.
I agree. I
think it's really bad.
I
have not enjoyed. I haven't enjoyed the first 2 weeks of watching the Red Zone channel, and I normally love watching the Red Zone channel because they're not scoring touchdowns. They get down in the red zone, and they like the red zone offense is just pathetic.
There's so many stoppages of play, too. So it's just like I mean, one of the words for like the ratings and millennials and shit is like people like lose attention quickly. Well, I mean, I can see why, because there's just too many fucking timeouts.
Yeah, it just seems so mechanical. College football seems natural. It seems like it flows. NFL is just like going through the motions, bunch of big dudes hitting big dudes. I don't know.
Trying not to get too excited.
That's how the season's been for me. I haven't been excited whatsoever. Like, Saturdays, I'm loving it, even though my team's
awful.
Well,
I'm going to get you real stoked then. What if I told you this week's Thursday game was the Rams versus the Niners?
Oh, God. Are they wearing Color Rush uniforms? Because if they're wearing Color Rush, I might flip over. But probably not.
Yeah, they are going to do that stupid shit, too.
Wait,
yeah,
are you telling me you watch Thursday night football?
To make people tune in to Thursday night games.
Yeah, y'all don't watch Thursday night for the uniforms?
You watch college football on Thursday instead of pro?
Yeah, I don't even – I'll flip over to the NFL game and check the score. But, yeah, I don't care what – I'll watch college over NFL no matter what day it is. No doubt about it. I've always been like that, though, but especially this year, man. I'm telling you. Their offense will get it together, but the first 2 weeks have been piss poor. I like overs, baby, not unders. Come on.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, speaking of one game that I think that may go over, but I think it's because of the Eagles-Giants game this weekend. I think Eli and them have to put some points on the board, and I think the Eagles hammer home like 30 or 40 on them. So that may be a game you can watch this week.
Maybe. 30 or 40 maybe, on the Giants then, with Carson Wentz.
But then again, yeah, then again, you're looking at a 17-14 game in the third quarter. I mean, it could be fucking super shitty, too.
The Giants defense is not that bad.
That's true. That's true. But when you give up the ball so often, I mean, Eli goes three and out on the Reggie. I mean.
Yeah, and he's good for a turnover every, like, three or four possessions. Like, my roommate was like, should I bet on the Lions? It's like, yeah. He needs, like, threw all his money on it in game. I was like, Eli's guaranteed to throw at least two picks.
Yeah, I
played Stafford. He hadn't thrown one yet. Load up on him. He threw two or three more. And, yeah, they got blown out, man. I'm telling you. Eli's done. I'd be moving on. I don't even know who their backup is. But I'm not saying he should go in. But at the end of this year, they should really try to figure that out.
So the Eagles – or, excuse me, the Eagles. The Giants drafted some poor son, little kid, and he called Eli sir, like, in the meetings and something of the nature.
They're fucked. They're so fucked.
I can't
fucked.
Remember who it is. I guess I could sit here and look it up. If we had a stat guy
– I got it.
Then we, if we had a stat guy, we could do that guy could do it.
Yeah, if only we had a stat guy. Phil's like in charge of our interns and stat guys, and he's really just
don't
fucking.
Don't put me in charge of anything ever.
He's really fucking us over on that. But so if y'all are mad, be mad at Phil for us having to look up stats.
Because their backup is Geno Smith, but they drafted David Webb,
Davis
the kid
Webb,
out of Cal. Out of Cal.
I got there the same time you did.
Yeah.
I didn't know Geno stayed in New York. That was good for him.
Yeah, he's probably just paying a lot of property tax.
Yeah, why is
well,
that good
yeah,
for
him? He was paying that anyway. He didn't have to move. Come on, y'all. Yeah, he didn't have to move. He's staying in the same shitty apartment in Hoboken.
In a city where he's hated.
Well, like yeah, that's why he moved to Hoboken. He's a Jersey boy now.
He got paid a lot of money, so I'm sure he can afford a place in Manhattan.
He's cool.
We spoke about how the NFL is kind of not a fun, I guess, product or whatever. But, I mean, some of the games, I'm going to continue to watch all of them on the Red Zone on Sunday as well.
I didn't say I'm going to quit watching Red Zone. Like, what else am I going to do on a Sunday? Go hiking? Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Well, Phil, do you think your team has a chance this weekend? I know you're playing Carolina on the road.
A chance. I mean, Cam Newton's looked terrible, and he's kind of hurt. And we always play the Panthers tough. It's not going to be a blowout. We definitely have a chance.
Good.
And I'll be cheering.
It's not going to be a blowout. Don't set the bar too high, Phil. It's not going to be a blowout, and I'm going to be cheering for them. Woo, man, I bet the Saints are fucking stoked on that prediction.
Thanks for the hot take, Phil.
Oh, man, scorching in here.
Yeah, so Greg Olsen's out. He's been put on IR, so I think their number one weapon is going to be Chubby Kelvin Benjamin. And then
I think he's hurt, too.
They may try to give it to the water bug. Give it to Christian McCaffrey 30 times, like the Stanford trade.
Well, the Saints historically make backup nobodies into superstars. So, I mean, just because they've got guys out does not mean that they're screwed, because we make backup quarterbacks look good all the time.
Yeah, and I think Ed Dixon, the backup tight end for Carolina, I think is who it was. I remember hearing the name last week. I think he was pretty productive at Baltimore. So, I mean, with your putrid defense, I mean, they look like LSU out there. They're so bad. You know, it could easily – Carolina could get their first 30-point game of the season.
I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah, y'all are going to give up some points. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, we're really good at that.
We know that. Yeah, y'all should really think about that bounty thing. I don't know. Get your guys on the phone. Consider that. Just an idea.
I'll call up Dennis Allen.
Yeah, you know.
See if he's up for it.
Run it up the flagpole. See what happens.
All right.
Well, I mean, I can't talk too much shit. My team's got a little bit of an issue as well. Everyone's been harping on Zeke for being a shit bag and not trying on interceptions last week. So we're going to try to bounce back against Cardinals. What'd you say, Pierce?
I said, yeah, he's a shit bag. That's a pretty apt, that's a really good comparison. I mean, something to say. But, yeah, where's the Cardinals game? Is it at the Cardinals? They've looked like
shit. Yeah, it's in
shit.
Arizona.
Yeah, well, lucky for you, Carson Palmer is another piece of shit. Like, how did the NFL quarterbacks just completely go to shit in the last year? I don't get it. What happened in
still
the offseason?
Hanging on too long for the money.
Yeah, they really should start moving on at 35 and just being like, look, it's a young man's game.
Tony Romo figured it out, and now he's getting applauded for all of his work in the booth.
Man, have y'all listened to those clips? He's really fucking good. Like, he knows what's coming every single fucking play. He could do that every play if he wanted.
Classic.
I haven't heard him yet. What game did he call last weekend?
Classic.
I don't know what game he called. I just see the clips on Twitter where he tells you what's going to happen before the play happens, and then they run the play that he says they were going to run. He, like, tells you exactly what the receiver's going to do, and then touchdown. It's fucking nuts, man. Just Google it sometime.
Yeah, Tony Romo is great. Romo doesn't have to throw the ball. Like, he can read the defense and do all of that jazz with all the history.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't have to throw the ball in the fourth quarter, he's good. You know,
or as long as you don't have to put his back.
Yeah, or handle a snap that maybe is for a kicker to win a playoff game. It's, you know, things like
that. Yeah, as long as he doesn't have to put his back into it, he's perfect.
As long as there's no pressure.
Yeah, man. That's one of my favorite clips ever, though, is him fumbling that snap. And then, like, for a second, y'all had to get really excited. Holy shit, Tony's going to run it in. He's going to run it in. Oh, no.
Dude, he got clipped hard at the 3 or 4.
Because, like, when I remember watching it being like, God damn, he's going to score. I thought that for a second, and then, you know, boom.
Reality.
That was his first year starting, huh? That was when he first came onto the scene.
First playoff game. It was pretty new to the scene, though. I remember my roommate at the time in Atlanta was a big Cowboys fan from Houston. He's like, man, we got this guy from Eastern Illinois, Tony Romo. I'm telling you, he's fucking good. I was like, shut the fuck up, Eastern Illinois. This guy's not worth a fuck. And shout out to Tony. He was right about Tony.
Well, yeah, we had a litany of fucking quarterbacks in the meantime. We had like 12 of them between Aikman and Romo. So it was nice when we had stability at the position, but I think we have that
Ryan
again.
Ryan Leaf being one of
Let's
them.
See. Yeah, we've had some quarterbacks.
Man, I loved Ryan Leaf. I was a big Ryan Leaf fan.
Pre or post Percocets?
During. Look,
I'd say pre breaking into homes for drugs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna run away with somebody just because they got drug issues. You know, you can't leave them on the side of the road. You don't know what's gonna happen. I liked him more
after he broke into the house. I was like, this guy fucking parties. This guy is. He was like stealing from high school kids. Like he was like writing prescriptions as a coach at a high school or something like that. I mean,
that guy, what a scumbag, but I, you know, talk about just your all-time epic failures in life. Like, you're a number two draft pick or some shit. People are wanting to take you over Peyton. Like, who should we take? Was it Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf? Was that the decision?
Yeah.
I mean, like they ever fucking thought about it, but, like, that was a decision that somebody had to make at some point. Like, oh, God.
Took your Cougs to the Rose Bowl.
Oh man, the Cougs! That was before the Pirate was there. Pirate was torturing kids at Texas Tech at that point in life,
locking them in chairs.
I think that was probably pre.
That was probably yeah. That was before that too. Who knows where the fuck Mike Leach was then? God,
probably on the high seas working as a pirate.
Where did that guy come from? Like, where was he before?
No idea.
He worked at NASA. Is gonna be my guess.
Oh, dude, he's really smart. Like. He really is actually a brilliant mind overall. Kentucky, Texas Tech seems to be his first job. Yeah,
yeah. I remember. I heard
first
that.
Job.
Head coach.
I got you. Well, what's it called? So I think we kind of prefaced on all the teams that were being played this weekend. We talked about random useless shit like Ryan Leaf's drug addiction, and then we kind of touched on some good.
I learned something new there.
Yeah, we picked some. We got some new picks for the weekend. Yeah, he is definitely a burglar.
I picture the guy from McDonald's that steals hamburgers when I picture a burglar, and thinking of Ryan Leaf and that little get up is pretty funny to me.
I think that kind of wraps shit up for this week. Do we have anything else we need to? Obviously, everyone go give us a follow. on
Instagram and Twitter. We really need to get more people to rate us on iTunes. Like, y'all are listening on iTunes right now. We probably should have said this earlier in the show because people might not be listening anymore. Who knows? But, like, we really need these 5-star ratings. And if y'all would, like, you know, write a little review. I'm not saying you got to write anything nice, but just type whatever you want. Like, if you want us to read something crazy on the air, type it in there. We'll read it. Let's don't be racist about it and shit like that, but give us some comments, some feedback. That's going to be our mailbag until we figure out a mailbag. So go on iTunes. You're on it right now. Go click it, man. Click it. Rate us. Review us. 5 stars only.
Don't That's be all afraid you to ask questions.
And ask us questions. You want to call out your friend? You want us to be like, hey, Joey, fuck you, or, you know, something like that. You can be more creative than that. But we'll say anything to an extent. Like I said, don't be racist. Don't be just some asshole sexist. But we'll work with you a little bit. Just leave it in the review field. We'll say whatever. Ask us a question. Give us criticism. I mean, are you annoyed by Kip talking about Mississippi State? Are you, you know, like, let us know. Just let us know.
Get used to it is what I'm going to tell you because it's not going to end.
You were pretty tame and pretty good.
Yeah,
good
you were. I was
it.
Just.
We got a long way to go, boys. I mean, I'm on the road against Georgia, and then I'm on the road again against Auburn. I'm not going to start getting ahead of myself. I may be eating crow if I do that.
Exactly.
So,
and I really. And
good
I,
luck to the dogs this weekend.
And I really wanted to try to bait you into some of that tonight, and it didn't work. I'm kind of disappointed. But, yeah, you got your eye on the big picture. That's good. You're not too caught up in this emotional win in Starkville.
Yep. But, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all joining us again. Thanks for everything, Phil. Thanks for being a good sport. And don't forget to get my package out this week. Also, listeners, don't be shy to let us know what else Phil should pack in my care package that's going to be mailed out. So y'all have a great evening. Drive safe, and we'll see y'all next week.
RIP.